Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday night, the 30th of March. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington. Mark, before we pursue our subject matter, and I think in a sense I may have very well prefaced our subject matter with that little anecdote about the poor little puppy, I just want to run by two items that are kind of interrelated here. That I just happened to come across just today in going through my files, which I've been trying to rearrange, as I've mentioned repeatedly here on the program. Here is an article from the Baltimore Jewish Times of May 27th, 1983. It's by Phil Jacobs, who is the assistant editor. Now, Jacobs is a Jewish name, so I'm assuming this article from this Jewish newspaper was written by a Jewish American. The article is entitled as follows: Allenwood, the country club prison, is 12% Jewish. Now, it says there are about 500, this is back in 1983, there are about 540 inmates at Allenwood, 70 of them Jewish according to prison authorities, 65 according to the inmates. Now, this is a very, very interesting figure, you know, because, you know, over the years, Jared Taylor has wowed people by repeatedly releasing old information that goes back to the 1960s, saying that the majority of violent crimes in this country are committed by blacks. That stuff has been around for years and years, but every couple years, Jared Taylor comes out with a new twist on it. Everybody says, wow, he's really a scholar. He went to Yale. He talks like William F. Buckley Jr. But I think this figure is more interesting, considering the fact that if we are to be believed, the Jewish population in the United States is somewhat less than 3%, maybe even only hovering at about 2%. And yet, at the country club prison, Allenwood, back in 1983, 12% of the population was Jewish. I just think that's an interesting little figure. Of course, we don't know what the percentage is today, but for 2% of the population to be occupying 12% of the slots in a federal prison is kind of an interesting figure. And that ties in directly to another little item, which comes out of Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. This is dated October 22, 2004. They quote Dr. Mordechai Zalkin, senior lecturer in the Department of History of the Jewish People at Ben-Gurion University. That's in Israel. It says his studies indicate that until World War II, the underworld in Warsaw, Vilna, Odessa, and other large cities was controlled largely by Jewish syndicates. And it turns out these Jewish communities would have an official person. His identity was kept one of the community's best-kept secrets. His task, he was known as the Pursuer. His task was to hire mercenary killers to operate against people who threatened the community. He was chosen from within a small leadership group, and only the group's members knew his identity. The local leadership entrusted him with responsibility for the community's internal security. Now, Dr. Zalkin, this is a very, very long article, but Dr. Zalkin goes on to say, and I think this is very, very interesting, that in his studies of Jewish crime and of these so-called pursuers, he found that Jews were among the biggest criminals in the U.S. at the beginning of the last century. He goes on to say, as a social historian, I map and classify the society, and when I came to all the places that have to do with the social history of the Jews in the 19th century, and in the period between the world wars, I didn't have to go looking for crime. It was simply there, leaping up everywhere. He says that after the Holocaust, there was an inclination to view the Jewish world through a rosier prism. Zionist historiography had a vested interest in drawing a distinction between the new Jew the pioneer farmer and the wretched pale ghetto Jew who studied in the yeshiva and was a moneylender. The image today is that they were all righteous and saintly, but it just wasn't so. Now, this material I've just gone through, as I pointed out, is from Jewish writers. Mark, I just wonder if you might have some basic comments on what I've just read.
As a matter of fact, I dug something up here when you started reading that quote. It made me hearken back to something that I had saved years ago, and it was a quote by Marvin Kittman, also a Jewish writer, and he said, quote, "It was with some astonishment that I discovered what an integral part of American Jewish life crime was. Our forefathers made names for themselves as gangsters, murderers, musclemen, hitmen, acid throwers, arm breakers, bombers, and all the other professions open to nice Jewish boys. Prostitution, vice, alcohol, gambling, racketeering, extortion, and all the other things that fill the newspaper today and that I gladly have been attributing as character flaws in other groups," meaning Gentiles, "these were our things. I was shocked at how deep our roots are in all the sinks of depravity and corruption. The Jews were the first ones to realize the link between organized crime and organized politics. They led the way in corrupting the police and city hall. They first realized the value of gang syndicate cartels in business to reduce the killing of each other. They were monopolists of the highest order. We wrote the book, so to speak, on crime, but it's all forgotten."
Oh, Mark, you've got to send me a copy of that. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like there could be an entire book written on this subject. My God.